The Second Hundred Years' War is actually a struggle that gave rise to the United States and shaped the history of the United States all the way through the early 19th century. First of all, technically, it's the 126-year war. It was a struggle between Britain and France for domination not only in Europe and North America, but in other areas of the world. It consists of not one war, but seven sets of wars, broken up by periods of peace with varying degrees of tension as far as each side being prepared to fight the next war. Each set of wars contained one war in Europe and one war in North America. The first three sets of wars began in 1689 and ran through 1748, and in North America include King William's War, Queen Anne's War, and King George's War. And these were wars that were fought primarily from the St. Lawrence River Valley in what is today Canada through to New England and into the eastern part of New York. These were just wars for territory and didn't involve that any more strategic implications than that. And these wars resulted in territorial gains either by Britain or France at the end of each war. The fourth set of wars, which included the French and Indian War, changed the map of North America and is one of the most significant wars in the early history of North America and even the United States. It resulted in Britain taking control of all of the French colonies in North America and splitting them with Spain, and it led to the American Revolutionary War, which was the fifth set of wars. This was a struggle not just between Britain and the 13 colonies, but also involving other nations of Europe, including France. And France used this war as an opportunity to try to get back at Britain. The United States did secure its independence through the Revolutionary War, the fifth set in this series of wars between Britain and France, but France did not gain what it sought to regain from Britain after losing their two colonies in the French and Indian War. In the sixth and seventh sets of wars, the United States played a peripheral role. The sixth set was actually a set of wars revolving around the French Revolution, and they ultimately led to the rise of Napoleon, which was the seventh and concluding set of wars, the Napoleonic Wars. The U.S. counterpart to that was the War of 1812, which was a struggle between Britain and the United States for territory, for sovereignty, and even for U.S. respect. This war was a draw from the perspective of the United States, but it paved the way for the United States to be able to advance westward and realize its destiny of reaching the Pacific Ocean by the middle of the 19th century. Also, since the Napoleonic Wars left Europe free of any general wars until 1914, the United States could concentrate on its own destiny without having to worry about what went on in Europe during that period of time. These wars represent the crucible of the United States and shape the United States to the nation that it would become, a vast continental power spread across North America.